Guys, this is Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. Today is October 1st, 2009. A couple of things going on today in the market. Market just fell off a cliff again. We're currently at 164 points down on the Dow, 21 points down on the S&P at 120 in the afternoon. All right, I wouldn't feel so bad. I think we're coming into getting a nice bounce off the 50-day on the S&P. We're currently trading at, I think it is 10:35, and I think we're going to get a bounce right at 10:20. That's where the 50-day line is showing up for me. So I think we should get a clear bounce. If it dips below the 50, then I'm going to be shaking in my boots just a little bit more than predicted, obviously. So I would say I feel pretty comfortable that at 10:20, I think we're going to get a clear bounce. Again, the same feeling that I had the other day. I think this is just shaking out the weak hands, shaking out the stop orders that are too close to the overall markets. You know, people don't want to take any risk more than they should or want. So with that said, I think a 10:20 bounce is good on the S&P. So I would just hold on, you know, I would grab whatever dips you can on whatever stocks you're trading, and just be patient. The name of this game and Wall Street and trading is being patient. If you have no patience, you need to, you need to get out of this business, because it is all patience, okay? Other news on one of my heavier stocks that I'm holding is Bank of America. Ken Lewis is supposedly stepping down. So with that said, Bank of America, even with this strong dip, has been holding strong. When the news came out of Ken Lewis, stepping down, it dipped a little bit more into 22, 24 cents down, but nothing really to worry about, because it could have dipped, you know, a dollar easily. Usually when a CEO steps down, gets fired or whatever, walks away from the company, that's when you see a stock really dive. Bank of America did not do that. They do not have a successor. So that tells me, with all this, let's call negative news on Bank of America, it's still holding on strong. So we're fine. Ken Lewis is very good at what he does. He got us through the recession. Again, I think Bank of America is the 800-pound gorilla. That's why I keep holding on to them and building my position. I have built and picked up some more shares this week. So with that said, I think we're in pretty good shape with Bank of America. It is also, let me pull up this stock real quick. Hold on one second. Yeah, I think you could, actually pulling back right now, it's at 16.69. You can probably pick up some more shares, and actually I may do the same, even though I picked up some more, because it is trading kind of flat for the last several weeks. I don't care, because when it pops, I think it's going to rally and pop very strong. And with the news that I just told you, with the S&P 500 bouncing off the 10:20, Bank of America can probably get a nice bounce as well. So keep that in mind. All right, guys, and I'm going to be bringing you some stock charts with some new stock picks for the bounce of the S&P in maybe within the hour. Okay, guys? It'll be up on YouTube and on the website. Okay, guys? Thanks for listening. This is Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. Thanks.